Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must-listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, it's Janine Vosper, and welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. Today, I have Eugenie Organova. And I got that pronunciation right, I think. Very well. And Eugenie and I have been trying to figure out times to work together because she's not based on the same time zone as I am. And we're finally here, and we finally are able to have a conversation. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. We're going to learn a lot more. So Eugenia is a business strategist and a marketing energetics coach. That sounds very interesting. We're going to have to discuss what that means. She specializes in helping online coaches attract pre-sold high-ticket clients with ease using linear strategies and non-linear quantum creation. Again, let's find out more. She's been featured in over 100 publications, become a 4-times international best-selling author, and her latest book is Wealth by Soul Design. And she helps conscious coaches leverage their unique inner magic to generate multi 6 and 7 figures without burnout, without chasing after leads, without convincing, and endless new launches. It's such an interesting topic. I am so glad that we're going to have this conversation. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here, Janine. I'm excited for our chat.
I'm looking at here, for the people that are only going to be listening to it and not able to watch it on YouTube, I'm here with the blonde hair and you've got this gorgeous long black hair. It's sort of this contrast, isn't it, between the two of us?
Yeah, but we're wearing almost the same color top. You're a little more on a purple. This one is a little more on a blue.
No, I love it. Absolutely. So that little bit of bio that I read is about what you do. But who are you?
I am a conscious being. So that's how I would introduce myself. I'm somebody who has really high standards, probably higher than most, and tries to adhere to them all the time. I try to be in my higher self at all times. And I was born clairvoyant, which means I could see timelines and possibilities in different people's energies while at the same time being super practical person. So I am the combination of two worlds, a really practical material with very nonlinear kind of out there perception. And within all of that, I try to make my path in the highest integrity because that's one of my biggest values.
I absolutely love that. No wonder we've connected because that's very much this in this, a lot of the same sort of fields that I work in. And when I start talking about either, you know, intuitiveness or where it stands or doing readings, people look at me and go, I have no idea you did that. All I see is this business person. And it's often people can't connect the two.
Right. I usually tends to stay as two separate worlds. And for me, when I started, by the time I was 2 years old, I was already trying to give people advice. So like I'm type A, like I'm out there. I'm always trying to help. By the time I was 14 years old, I already had a full business, like practice with paying clients. And that just kind of sent me in a direction of more spiritual direction, like looking for like, what is your mission on earth? Which is not the same quite as the purpose. It's more like, what are you here to do as to how you meant to elevate human consciousness or enhance, innovate, like bring something here for humanity that allows you to bring in abundance and at the same time bring abundance to humanity through you. So be the conduit for it. So that was kind of my original direction. But a lot of my clients ended up being business owners because I'm the type that like, I've never had a job. I've always been an entrepreneur and I tend to do everything independently in my way. And that's very important to me. So I tend to attract people who are also kind of, badass leaders who want to do their thing their way. And them being business owners and me being 14, 15, 16, I would get things like, oh, thank you so much for my market positioning. This helped tremendously. Like my product is selling better. Or thank you so much for the messaging. Like I started speaking about it the way you said, and now this program sold out or something. I'm like, I'm doing what? business, marketing, positioning, messaging. Like, I didn't even know the words. So of course, then I went on and got educated on that and everything. And over time, I personally just have more fun in landing multidimensional spiritual into physical. I know the out there world pretty well, I just say. And to me, I don't want to just hang out there. Like, I want to bring that here so it's applicable to how it changes us, how it changes humanity, how it actually affects life. And that's how, for me, those two ended up being connected, that from just someone, well, just, I guess, is the wrong add on in there, like from someone who is masterful in conscious understanding of reality and can guide people in that way, I slowly transitioned into, and let's apply it onto wealth, let's apply it onto business, let's apply it onto this, because that's the playground that I personally like, because I owned many businesses and money seems to be easy for me. And I would always be confused when somebody who is really good expert at knowing what they do, like they brilliant, and then they can't seem to make good income doing that. And it's like, why are you struggling? This is such a easy, like, connect these two dots, but it's almost like they couldn't see the bridge. So that's where my passion lies. It's like, okay, let's put that together, like your awesome expertise and what this could create in a material plane for you and for others.
That's exciting. That's very, very exciting. It's, and that's what I often see, is people get really bogged down in doing rather than being.
True, but it depends also on a person. Like, in my world, I've had almost like two worlds. Like, I still have a business that's a pure spiritual business that's not an application to like entrepreneurship. It's called Transcension. So I do a lot of Transcension methodology application there and helping people become masterful. That community tends to be so non-doing that they can use more action. They are very much out there with the, I sit, I be, I meditate, I become. Common, this is all good and great, but to me it's like, great, but to change your life you actually have to do something.
Then, like, manifesting the car park, you know, but not actually driving a car into the car park.
Exactly. It's almost like you need the material components to play the game. Yeah. And then, of course, there's the other community that I'm part of, that's entrepreneurial, conscious coaches type of people who are here to do something. And yes, sometimes those people tend to overdo and need the other side more, need to be reminded to give themselves permission to receive the nonlinear part, the quantum part.
And we need the quiet to receive. Well, I find
we need stillness. It depends on what that looks like for each person. But I would say you need stillness, and alignment happens within stillness. If there is no inner still spot sort of within you, if everything is always in movement, you can never hear yourself. So the way that I teach is that there's always has to be the point of stillness that does not move. Like, we don't go after clients. We don't chase after creating whatever the freaking thing we want to do. Mm-hmm. We stand still and we vibrate and we change the vibration and we change the mindset. We change emotions. We clean up things in a way. We utilize strategies. So we do action, but we still stand within us. And then to us magnetizes whatever we desired, because we become the correct vibratory attractor.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's hard for people, though, to find that stillness. So you said that they need to change, and it was very quickly run over. Emotions was one of the things I heard. Well, what else?
Usually the internal alignment happens where you get out of your own way. Yeah. So, like, you keep mentioning that, well, it's hard for a lot of people. Yes, it's true, but a lot of people are not ready for the type of work I do. So that's kind of a given, right? Like, not everybody's meant to be spiritual in this lifetime. There's plenty of people who just want to be materialistic, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are some people who are interested in more, who are interested in the next level of, like, there's got to be more to life than the material. And there's also people who very much in the non-material and trying to figure out, how do I benefit by being in the material? Like, how do I make money with my gift, let's say? So I'm sort of in the crossroads of those, like the ones who want to figure out that balance. And now, to answer your question as to, like, how do you create that stillness and alignment, is you get out of your own way, which means you got to look at what could be in the way. Emotional reactions instead of responding, mental busyness and overthinking, overanalyzing, somebody else's ideas, like conditioning and imprinting and other people's stories. And a lot of body imprints as well, something that you might have picked up from some trauma in your life or some survival difficult situation. And then you sort of like in this subconscious PTSD, reacting, not realizing that you're actually doing that. All those things prevent us from broadcasting the frequency that we're actually meant to or capable of broadcasting. So then we minimize, and through the minimizing, we of course don't broadcast correctly, which is out of alignment.
And saying that term, broadcasting the frequency, there's going to be people listening that'll go, oh yeah, I get that. There'll be people mm-hmm. listening go, I'm not sure what that is. And the people, other people will be going, I'm not ready to hear it. So they would tune out from it. I suppose that.
Well, then it wouldn't be for them.
For them.
And
yeah, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
To me, that this is kind of how life works. Like, not everything is for everybody. We all have unique, specific types of groups of people for whom our gifts are. But mm-hmm. when I speak of broadcast, the explanation here has to kind of step away from the word broadcast into how reality is. So if we look at everything as energy, everything as a quantum field, and we are our different resonations, combinations of factors that create a specific resonance. Just like if you study quantum physics, you realize that every object is not really solid. It's, we perceive it as solid. In reality, it is more of a waveform that's coagulated in something. So it's a collapse potential to create something that we now perceive as material reality. So if you just sort of think of like everything is music, everything is sound, everything is a vibration, and we think of it as solid or something we can see, but really there's so much more that we cannot. And I mean, that's like proven, right? Like our eye sees like 2% or something we record in our brain, and 98% we actually dismiss of what we're actually perceiving. So I'm one of those anomalies that actually perceives more than what typical for the human. That's why I'm clairvoyant and I can see things that sort of in between what most people would consider, well, physical, then empty, then another physical thing. For me, in between is not empty. There's other things there. So that's kind of like start from there to understand what broadcast is. Every single thing that we think is a solid thing is putting out some vibration by the fact of its existence. Now, if you add to that a conscious being, like a human being, or even a dog to some extent, a basic consciousness or a cat or something, they have emotion, they have desire, right? So that creates different resonance. So you can imagine like somebody who's being sad, let's say, or depressed would produce sort of different resonance, right? Like their music would sound differently than somebody who's, let's say, super excited and joyous. Somebody who's confident would definitely have a different vibration, which we all can perceive subconsciously, right? You walk in a room, you know that person is confident versus somebody who's like nervous, even if they're saying all the right words, they like perfect in their appearance, but you know they're not confident because there's a frequency that you pick up subconsciously. So that's now more of an explanation of the broadcast. Broadcast is the sum of frequencies that you put out, like radiate from yourself, like a light bulb radiating light, a combination of factors that you are. So you can have fear, but you can also have confidence. And if confidence is like 80% and fear is 20, people will be picking up the confidence frequency. If on another hand, you, let's say, sending an email and you're sending it with all this scarcity mentality, like, oh, nobody's going to read it. Oh, this is stupid. Like, why am I even bothering with it? But my coach told me I should do it, or this is what I committed to doing. So I'm doing the damn thing, but I don't like it. Again, email could be perfectly well written, but do you think it's going to create any result for you? No, or very minimal compared to what it could have been, because the broadcast, the frequency you're putting on it, is not in alignment with abundance.
That just makes so much sense to me. It definitely resonates with a whole lot of thinking and feeling that I've had, you know, over the years. And I do energy healing and readings and different things as well. And it's just that. There's a couple of things there. Finding stillness for me is walking. That's where I find stillness, is to be able to be out, and particularly somewhere in nature, and just what comes in is usually really worthwhile thoughts and information. And I'm yeah. Is it, I was asked this week to provide information for an introduction of something that in your life that it turned up lemons, meaning it didn't go the way you wanted. And I responded to this person and I said, I'm a bit like a goldfish. I sort of get to the end of something and I go, I can't remember those moments. It's not my reality that I collect.
Exactly. We choose what we focus on, and the focus determines the broadcast. So if somebody constantly focuses on how they got wronged or tricked or how something didn't work out, then we'll be creating more of that versus somebody who's choosing to focus on gratitude or some things that did work out or seeing positive lesson within the difficult situation. Doesn't matter that everything is like perfect. It doesn't have to be. But you're looking from a positive angle. You're changing your broadcast to abundance versus scarcity. And that will naturally begin to bring to you more good things.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, my sister and I grew up in the same household, but our memories of that household and our feelings towards it are very different from each other.
Exactly.
Because of that perception. And yes, and she has had a heart condition because of holding that in, because it does bring dis-ease as well.
That's the perceptional filter. So when I was talking about earlier about cleaning up the things that are in the way of one's alignment, that means clearing up your perceptional filter. So if your perceptional filter is like a lens on reality, like glasses you're wearing, well, most people have pretty dirty glasses. Like there's a lot of muck on them from past trauma, from conditioning, from whatever way they were taught, from just not giving themselves permission to show up in their glory and minimizing themselves and all that. When we start cleaning that up, that's where we see reality for what it truly is. And universe wants to give you everything. So if we're not receiving something, it's not because it's not available. It's because we're not open to receiving it.
Yeah, great, great point on that. And I look, all these things are just popping into my head. I travel a lot and I always have the best. It just always is the best. It's things sometimes go a bit wrong, but it always ends up being, oh, that I'm glad that worked out that way. And I talk to some other people who've been to the same places and they go, well, no, I didn't like it. It wasn't what they thought it was going to be. And whereas I know I've had a great experience in that place. And it's that perception, it's the attitude or the energy that you go into experience anything in.
Yeah, and that is especially true for entrepreneurship because you can be spinning your wheels, doing a lot of busy work, doing all the supposedly in quotes correct things, and the results are small. I mean, there will be some just because you're doing something, but they're small and it feels hard. So energetically, that's friction. Anytime there is friction, you would feel like it's hard, like you're maybe getting some results, but it's difficult. There's inner hardship about it. You're not free. You're not feeling joyful. You're feeling exhausted and you're just going through the motions. But when you shift what you're putting out into the world, which actually a lot of it is self-mastery because you got to understand yourself. You got to know yourself. You got to know sort of from which place you are showing up and obviously that you're using correct strategy for your business to succeed. The combination of those two factors then starts producing result when there is no friction or very little friction. Like I literally have clients who come to me with like, oh my God, this is so hard. I'm trying to do this thing, everything. It's so hard. And then we adjust some. Usually we clean out like half of the stuff they were doing that they don't need to be doing. We find what are the soul design components, like how they made that should actually be focused on versus all this other crap that they were focusing on. And then from that place, they simply do one or two things and they're like amazed, like, oh my God, this person on a sales call just signed up. I didn't have to do any convincing. Or wow, I just got invited to this event and I didn't even try to get onto the event and it's a perfect event. Like magic starts happening, but we can't make the magic happen. It's not a linear masculine like step-by-step process to make the magic happen. It's more of something that we magnetize to us by being in the right frequency. that's why in application to entrepreneurship, it's so important because you're the owner of your business, your company. Like you don't have time and energy to waste on doing all these other things that maybe a company of 200 employees would do if they have millions and millions of dollars to play with in ads or whatever. But if you're not at that place, then you really need to refocus. Like, where do you choose to put your effort? And that goes like the beginning part of that, the answer should be self-mastery. After that, business and marketing strategy.
Interestingly, I talked to a person at an event this morning, and she's starting right at the beginning, starting out in business, two young children, but her husband decided on what she was going to do. And it's a small food catering business. And then we started talking about things that, you know, to help move on. And I said, we really need to have a conversation because there's so many things that you can be doing that won't work for you. But the whole energy was, this is not really what I want to be doing.
That would never work.
No.
That would just be hard.
It is. And it feels like you're constantly pushing it then, doesn't it? And that's what I was getting off her energetically. It's not mine. I'd rather be home with the kids than working. And yeah. I don't know what I've got to do to create it, but I'm not really keen to do it anyway. It was really interesting energy. Yeah.
That's why for serious business people, the ones who are not in it just to like make ends meet and maybe make a couple of dollars here and there and serve a couple of clients because it's a hobby, but the ones who actually want to get to multiple six figures or seven figures and change humanity by creating a pathway like legacy or something larger, it's absolutely essential to start with your sole expertise, not linear mental overthought idea of my coach told me or somebody says this will make money or I think this is the market right now. None of that BS. All of that does, it creates more hardship and in the end actually kind of like gets you in a circle that, you know, maybe you're such a like hard-going person, you can do it a couple of years, but then you burn out and then you realize like, okay, at this point, I either need to kill this business and start something else or just like not do it because you still get to the place of it's not aligned. So to save yourself a lot of time and energy, this is like with my clients, this is where we start. What is soul design that you have? Like, how did you come built to this lifetime? And then what is your soul expertise? Mm. Like, what is this innate thing on which we should place your market positioning? That's the messaging energetics comes out of that. Because if you correctly position based on your soul expertise, which might be something that you right now might not even think could make any money, that's not the point. You still can be doing something else more like mechanically. But energetically, we got to find that right frequency because that has pre-contracted clients. Mm-hmm. That has people who on a soul level already agreed that they need what you're bringing because universe is a very efficient place. If you come in with a gift, it's not going to put you here with a gift and not give you anybody who needs the gift. Like there are already people on earth who need exactly what you brought. If you dare to show up fully with the thing that you brought and speak from that place and vibrate from that place, then they will hear you and come. Then comes business marketing strategy and other things after that. That's the initial point. So to the story that you said, like she did not do that. Somebody else decided for her. And that's why that would be a detour at best, if not a failure for sure. But if somebody is an entrepreneur that's choosing to do their company, and I work with coaches and like professionals, like herbalists, therapists, like that kind of thing, personal transformation. If you are doing your work, it's not about the technique you've learned or the letters after your name or whatever you've studied and now you're an expert in this technique. That is not your market positioning. Those are tools. Those are your skills. But if you go beyond that, as in what is in your soul design, the actual profit potential, what is your expertise? That could be like people tell you secrets. You're not even asking, but they just like always tell you secrets. Or people relax in your company. Maybe like people come over and say, I had a hard day. Can I just sit in your kitchen? I don't need to. Can I just crash here? Because I need to be in your energy so that I can stop my anxiety. Maybe it's something that like one of my superpowers is I see to the root of the problem. Somebody can start talking and they like in the first two sentences and I can say, stop, that's the problem. Like the entire thing that would take them an hour to try to define, I can go right to the point. And that's a unique ability to be able to shortcut something for another person. So we all have these things that are skills we don't think are profitable, but actually are the pieces of our expertise that meant to come forward in our energetics.
Again, there's so many things in that your statements then, and I'm thinking, well, I'll ask a quick question. You talk about, you know, people fall out of business. In Australia, 70% of businesses fail after 3 years, and I don't know what it's like in the States, but
yeah, it's very similar because this is not being taught. See, business traditionally is a masculine thing. It started as the sort of a control mechanism, and you do like, you know, nuts and bolts, kind of like a factory. And then when it transitioned into other types of businesses out of factories into like what we have now, including coaching and some other type of like wellness businesses, most of it's still utilizing the traditional masculine techniques, and most of them are so outdated because they don't have coaches that are actually at the avant-garde of the industry. So they're just utilizing templated ways. That is why, like, most coaches make like barely $1,000 a month if they even have clients. And my coaches make like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 a month easy because of the alignment. So the shift is like, do you dare to be the top 1-2% of the industry? And a lot of that is like, literally ask yourself, like, do you internally willing to do what it takes? Because there are a lot of people who would kind of be like, no, like, I just want to, you know, have it like a hobby and just get a little bit, then great. I'm just not the coach for them because that's not what I'm about. But if somebody actually feels like, you know, I've always had that, like, it's almost scary to say it, but I felt like I will be, I don't know, famous, or I'll be known, or I'll make a difference, like on a big scale, or I really will change people's lives. And you can tell that that is true. Like, they're beaming when they're saying that. It's so true, but they're almost like embarrassed and terrified that they actually like verbalizing it, those are the right people. Those are the ones that could make it to that level. But to do that, you still need the right components. And this is the part that I do, is sort of like taking the masculine that's been out there, that a lot of it is very negative and kind of traps people, and women really don't like doing business in that way at all. That's why so many fail and give up. But instead, use good masculine components, because you do need some strategy. You do need some follow through. You do need to have work ethic and all that. Like, yeah, you can't get away from that in the business. Business is work. But only the components that are needed, not all the other, you know, pressure and forcing into this cookie cutter strategy and twisting yourself into a pretzel. None of that is necessary. You can just take pieces of the puzzle that are applicable. And then the rest comes from nonlinear. That's the quantum energetics. That's about the energy broadcast. That's about becoming self-masterful. That's about magnetizing to you correct people by saying the magic words, by vibrating your expertise out correctly, by market positioning from that place. If you do that with the right strategy, you can go to an event and leave with, you know, 5 to 20 sales calls. Versus somebody who could be every day on Instagram posting 5 times a day, pointing on TikTok, whatever, and not being able to sell anything. Yeah. So, like, I save people time by doing the work correctly. And again, reiterating, business is work. So what I teach is not about like, oh, let's just sit and tend and somehow magic happens. Like, no, you got to do the work. And depending if you're at the beginning part of your business, a lot of work. But are you willing to make your dream happen? Like that vision that is in your heart of hearts, do you dare to claim it? Are you willing to do what it takes? That's to me like one of the biggest questions. Since I was a little kid, like if anybody would ask me, like, are you willing to do what it takes? Like the stuff, big dreams you're talking about, like immigrate to United States, or, you know, be the coach out there and do the speaking and write the books. Are you really willing? I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and that's a big question. That's a very, very big question. Yes. Are you willing to do what it takes? And all this is resonating with what I've sort of created over my career anyway. My sole journey is to be a teacher. I absolutely know that. I went, I was, when I left school at 15, and that in my era, that was quite okay in Australia in particular. But I have been learning from world experts for the last 40 years. And I wanted to be a teacher though. And I found that I got a job that was paid me $37 a week, and it was super exciting. And this is, we're talking a long time ago here, Eugenia. And what I found, though, I kept moving into teaching roles. I taught aerobics for 10 years and then moved into a management role, but most of that role was teaching people how to play nice together. And then doing what I do now is coaching. And I've always said it's teaching, but my thing is words. What I do is I can listen to people and find their story. I have a party trick where there'll be 30 people in a room, pitch, and then I can pitch their story, pitch their business differently than they can. So it's, and that to me is just a huge joy, either, you know, being, doing something. I would be teaching all day or running some training, and I come home fully energized, not tired, because it's in the space. So it just makes so much sense when you're talking about that, you know, that feeling of, yeah, I'm doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing, and this is easy.
Yeah, when you do what is aligned, there is no friction. When there is no friction, you start to feel ease, and then you get this flow and momentum. You know, it always amazes me when people ask me, like, how do I get momentum in my business, as if it's some rare animal in a magical forest and I got to go and find it somewhere else. Mm. It's like, no, you create it by following through on aligned internal places and action with whatever it is that you're getting inside. Mm. So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, it just, yeah. And as I said, with that lady I was speaking to this morning, the energy was just like this whole wall block that it's just not going to be successful. It doesn't matter what steps she takes unless she changes her energy process, not just thought process, is it? Because then, and again, you have to be prepared to do things that, as you said, you've got to put the work in.
Yeah, to me, it goes back to the who are you being? It's an identity thing. It's not a behavior. I think a lot of times people mistake the change for like, oh, I just need to do things differently, like as if there's a better strategy or something. And yeah, sure, there might be a better strategy, but that's not what's going to change the overall pattern, and surely not going to change the broadcast. Broadcast is energetics. So energetics are not about mindset. Like, you can think differently, but you're still going to be broadcasting the thing that's strongest in your field. So if the fear, scarcity, or whatever your subconscious trauma is stronger, you can think positively all you want. That's not changing the broadcast. So to change the broadcast, you got to change the thing that is broadcasting. And that is the identity. That is who are you being. So I would look at that from, like, what are your actions? And then backpedal from that. What are you feeling about your actions? Then backpedal from that. What are you thinking about this? Then backpedal further. What do you have to believe? Like, what are you currently believing for all this thinking, feeling, and actions to be the way that they are? And you quickly realize, like, oh, I'm believing I cannot have what I want, or I'm believing somebody else knows better, or, like, you know, whatever your story is, it's a negative story that's not yours. It's a conditioned story from elsewhere. Once you know that, then with my clients, what we do is we dig into, and who are you being in the story? Like, what is your character? Like, oh, I'm being a follower, or, oh, I'm being the loser in a story, or, oh, I'm being the one who always gets tricked. So I'm the tricked one, or whatever it is. So once you kind of get, like, and the keys toward it from the identity standpoint, I am something. That is the negative anchor point for the broadcast. So now you know what is the thing that's been sabotaging whatever you want to create. So then the next part, like in the way my methodology is conscious future, I literally help people create conscious future by changing that broadcast point. So now we would replace that with what would be the positive anchor point, like a different broadcast. So let's say, if you just want to really simplify, start with the opposite, right? Like, if you were hear somebody who's a, I don't know, gets tricked, then the opposite maybe would be like, I'm sovereign. or maybe if you were like a loser, maybe you'd be a winner, or maybe if you were a follower, maybe you'd be a leader. Like, just kind of, I'm simplifying here, of course, but find like whatever you think would be kind of opposite and do a little bit of inner finagling to find the right term with the I am statement. I am this. And the positive one, how does that feel? If you kind of feel like, okay, wow, this is sort of challenging, but kind of good, like I'm sort of excited about that, mm-hmm. then do the same thing in reverse. So that person, what story would she have? What would she have to believe? Well, if she cannot get tricked because she's sovereign, well, she just believes that, you know, she gets to do her own decisions, or she has the right to think her way, or whatever it is, that would be a belief that definitely would be different than the previous one, the negative one. And then from that, what would she be thinking? What would she be feeling? How would she be acting? What would be her everyday activity? Would she still be rushing around? Would she still be questioning everything? Or would she just kind of be relaxed and just trust that this would work for her? So you start to notice the difference. In my work, we tend to do this experiment of discrepancy. So you wear your new story identity like an outfit.
Nice.
And then you take it off. And then you see what's the difference. Like, oh, maybe she was relaxed and she kind of like, oh, he just felt good when you were tuning into her. And then you took her off and you're like, oh my God, my shoulders are tense. My legs are hurting. I'm hungry and I don't know, want a glass of wine or something. Like, what is like the change, right? Okay, that discrepancy is the clue what must change in order for the broadcast to change. So now you're not changing behavior or little actions. You're changing the internal environment of your story. So you're essentially rewriting your own story because you're being a different character in that story. That changes your broadcast, which then aligns you more with what you're meant to do here, your soul mission.
I just absolutely love that, the character in your story, that just makes it, well, I believe, makes it simpler for people to understand what character are you playing, because we've... depending again on people's beliefs, and the listeners have known that, you know, I've said this before, we come to this earthly plane as a request to learn something. And if we can connect with, is that part of that learning, or do we need to do exactly what you said, step into a different character role that will provide us with that learning?
What part is the learning is the desire to change. Because we don't change because somebody told us, oh, you should be somebody else. And then what? You go, oh, I better be whatever she said. No, like that's not how it works. Instead, what happens is that you kind of live your life. And if you never actually have internal desire to change, you don't. That person would not be listening to this podcast. That person would not be seeking a coach like me or like you, because that's not something in them that's part of their lesson. Their lesson might be to just bear the difficulty or survive through difficult circumstance. And that's totally fine. Not everybody's meant to awaken within their lifetime. Some people are on the place and the journey step where that's like naturally their soul is pushing them a little. Come on, come on, come on, go for it. Those are the ones who would have this internal, oh, but this is not how I want this. I want it different. So if you're one of those people who like wiggling on the chair about like, oh, I gotta have it differently. I know that I can have it better than this. That means, yes, it's for you. Then you can use tools that I just gave you, because now it makes sense. Now it's applicable to your learning.
Yes, I remember 30 years ago very much when I first got introduced to doing a lot more spiritual things. And I spoke to a shaman about what I do, because I'm very grounded and, you know, this is who I am. And she said, you don't have to be out there, because a lot of people I work with were very ethereal, you know, they're doing things differently. And she said, that's not you. You're doing what you're doing as you are, and it's making changes in your life and other people's lives because you're comfortable in you.
Yeah, and bringing that back to what we're talking about, the character of the story, what you are in the ultimate sense, that's your soul expertise, part of your soul design that doesn't change. But most people are not actually what they are. They are what they believe to be based on an incorrect story, which is conditioning, imprinting, and negative programming in their life. Mm-hmm. So think of it like if point A, frequency A, is who you naturally are. That's what you meant to broadcast. If you came into a lifetime and just broadcasted that from childhood, you'd have amazing circumstances opening up for you, opportunities and whatever to live your lesson without restriction. But most people, when they come in with their A, then B, C, D, whatever else gets piled on top of it. And those frequencies, especially if they're traumatic or painful when you were little, they become stronger than the original A. So after a while, they're now wearing the outfits, they're playing the characters that are B, C, D, F, whatever, and don't even know that the A is somewhere in there. Like that's even forgotten. So this work helps you actually uncover the original A. We're not randomly from the mental place making up like, oh, I think I will be the king of the world. Like, no, that's obviously not how it works. But it's finding what is the natural part of you that's been buried in there and getting closer and closer and closer to that. That's the process of self-mastery, which then adjusts your broadcast. So you're now using non-linear quantum creation. And in business, if that's, you know, paired with the marketing strategy, business strategy, messaging strategy, now you have tremendously amazing results. That's how my clients have these results that people say, like, how is this even happening in the coaching industry when somebody cannot make ends meet and you have somebody who comes in selling $75 sessions and now she's selling 7,500 sessions or appointments or VIP days or programs and like one after another. Like, how do you go from $100 appointment to a $10,000 program in a couple of months? Because we get to the A, to the original point of who you're meant to be. And then comes what we said earlier, are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to be uncomfortable? Are you willing to be visible? Are you like, as long as all those ducks are also in a row and you're choosing to apply them, now you have magical results.
Yeah. Yeah. We've come back to that a few times, that are you willing to do what it takes as well. And that's not just the work external things. That's within yourself, isn't it?
Oh, it's usually internal. It's most of the time, I mean, willing to do what it takes. Most people are like, yeah, I'm willing to post or show up or speak somewhere or whatever. I mean, maybe they're afraid of public speaking. Well, there's always a way around that. But it's like those things most people are kind of okay with. We're talking about doing what it takes internally. Like, are you willing to be uncomfortable? Or even more, are you willing to allow somebody else to be uncomfortable in your presence to help them see the problem so that they sign up with you, for example? Most people kind of wobble on that one. They're like, oh, I don't know, I just got to alleviate the problem so they feel better. Yeah, and then they like you, but they don't buy. So it's like understanding these little internal pieces, like where are you getting triggered? Because I mean, I've seen pretty much everything through like past 30 years of doing this, from like judging somebody at the same time wanting this person to be your client. It's like, well, you just created discrepancy. That's not gonna work. Or assuming, well, that person would not buy, they don't have the money. Well, yeah, you just closed the door on a possibility. Or from the beginning saying, well, I shouldn't apply to this event, they will not take me as a speaker. Again, you just closed the door to something that could have been. So I always look for, like, that's where doing what it takes comes. Like, are you willing to trust the breadcrumbs? Because your soul is going to be putting little signs on your path. Here's an email from somebody. Here's an invitation. Here is the super uncomfortable client that triggers the hell out of you. Like, are you willing to follow the breadcrumbs? And if you are, that's doing what it takes.
That I often, when I've spoken to a lot of people, we talk about the things that people don't notice, and we talk about being hit with a feather or a brick or a bus before you pay attention. I prefer the feather, thank you very much. But it's that opposite, isn't it? That it's the reward.
Well, usually,
part of that.
Yeah. Usually I kind of say that soul will give you a gentle notice, and then it will give you a push, and then it will give you a shove.
Yeah.
And you're going to fall off the cliff and going to figure out the wings on the way down. Somehow you're going to have to fly because you're already off. So ideally you shouldn't have to wait till you get to the shove part. Mm-hmm. But depending on how much resistance we have, sometimes it gets to that. But to me, it's still worth it, because if the person internally knows, we always go back to like, what's in your heart of hearts? Do you actually want this? Like, is this yours? Because whatever is yours is already yours. Everything that you wanted is already here. 100% possible, 100% of the time, somewhere in the quantum field, there is a version of you that already has the thing you're right now dreaming of. Are you willing to do what it takes to change your frequency, to change your broadcast, to change your perception, your emotions, your whatever, to actually become her? And if you are, you can shortcut it. So then instead of the linear transition, like going from point A to all the step one, step two, step whatever to point B, it's like in the paper, if you draw two dots, instead of the line between the two dots, you just bend the paper. And the dots touch and you go, oh, I'm here. And suddenly there are clients, there's money, there's, you know, lots of service at the highest level possible. You're going deeper with the clients you've ever imagined. Your message is clearer. And you're like, oh my God, I'm here without thinking that it's going to have to take me 10 years to get here. That's utilizing the quantum part. But doing what it takes is changing the frequency.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Eugenia, when we finish up, we usually ask for three takeaway points. There's so much that we've covered, and we've been chatting and chatting and chatting, which is brilliant. I say this every single time I get the opportunity to speak with somebody, that time goes so fast because they're just brilliant information. And I find why I love doing this podcast is I get to have amazing conversations with people. And I learn, I resonate with them, I connect. And if I'm getting that, then I really hope that my listeners are getting the same thing. You know, they've got that same sense of being part of this, and they've come along with me for the last 7 years, which has been amazing. If we've got three takeaway points, what would you like people to particularly remember out of all of our conversation?
Oh, out of everything I've said, well, that the masculine and feminine have to go together if you want to create ease and flow. Like those two things must be bridged together. Another part is that your broadcast is one of the most important things, and that means self-mastery should be priority number one in understanding yourself and sort of consciously rewriting the character in your story and who you're being and that kind of thing. And the third one is, well, doing what it takes. That probably would be a good third point here as to, are you internally true to yourself? Because there is no right and wrong here. If you don't want the big thing, then don't torture yourself trying to get the big thing. Get the small thing the way you want it and enjoy it. But if you actually want the big thing, then are you willing to mature internally, advance yourself, elevate your consciousness? And if you are, then all you need is the right coach to actually help you get there.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I you know, say this more than once. I have a lifestyle business. I've reached the stage in my life where I play golf on a Tuesday and I do the things, and it's just been what, and I often say, what have I wanted to create, you know, as I've moved through different ages. But I also like to say, what do I want to manifest? Is a different feeling to it. Is how do I want my life to look? And it's something that I encourage my clients to do, is to what does that look like, that future for them, that they, you know, maybe have got that multi-million dollar business with 200 staff, or it is, you know, a lifestyle and the earning the money that you want to do to be able to continue to help people the way you want to help them. There's a big...
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I have loved our conversation. Is there... How do people get in touch with you? And I meant, you did say that you had something as an offer for the listeners as well.
Yeah. One of the ways that you can learn more about everything I just said here, which is my Conscious Future methodology and quantum client attraction system that I use to bring in pre-sold high-ticket clients who buy offers of $10,000, $15,000, $30,000 with ease by aligning to your unique soul design. I have a mini series that you can watch and just binge on it. It's short little videos that are going to explain all of that. That is Expand Your Wealth Capacity.com. So if you go there, you will be able to see how you can use my methodology at whatever it is you're doing without constantly having to chase after leads, competing, proving yourself, convincing anyone to purchase. This is how my clients and I myself get our future clients sort of like sell themselves to us instead of us going after them. So we change the energetic dynamic. Mm-hmm. This is the innovating system that I use. And you do not need a huge following. You do not need constant launching of the new offers, which is most people do. You need certain components that I will explain to you in the mini series that are actually pretty easy. Chances are you already have it. You just never thought of it from that angle. This is how you can create the type of a future that you are looking for. So that is expandyourwealthcapacity.com. Of course, you can purchase my book, Wealth by Soul Design, that explains all my methodology in every possible detail. It's a 100-something page book. So that is wealthbysouldesign.com. And you can find me anywhere on social media or the internet with my name, Eugenia Oganova. So my website is eugeniaoganova.com, and that's my handle on all of the networks.
And all of those links will be in the show notes, whether you are on YouTube or you are listening on any of the podcast channels. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise and your conversation. It was a good prompt reminder for me. I was talking to a numerologist earlier this year and had my numbers done, and she reminded me that this year was my inner goddess year, which was, and it's been thoughts of what that looks like, but I think I need to sit more within myself for it to shine through as to exactly what that will look like for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Janine, for having me, and I really enjoyed our chat.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And it's what time for you now in Maine?
Yeah, it is almost midnight here, so I am done for the day.
You are done. I'm amazed that you've done really well. Thank you very much for that, Eugenia. I just loved it. And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. Remember to go to JanineVosper.com, book a strategy call, we have a conversation. And if I can't help you, I have got the most amazing collection of guests that have been on the podcast over the years, and I'm always open to recommending the right person for you. So we'll look forward to you joining us next time. Bye-bye.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.